Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 20th. Governor John Hickenlooper has voiced his opposition to the proposed lease sale of some 8,000 acres of North Fork Valley land for oil and gas development. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Governor Hickenlooper called on the Bureau of Land Management to defer offering the parcels for sale this December due to potential wildlife impacts and concerns raised by North Fork Valley residents. The governor also took issue with a new BLM policy that streamlines the oil and gas lease sale process, citing the difficulty a shrunken review time frame creates for the state. The BLM has proposed offering nearly 250,000 acres of oil and gas leases in its December lease sale. Much of that acreage is in northwest Colorado. Hickenlooper is urging the BLM to defer its plans to offer leases covering nearly 8,000 acres in the North Fork Valley, pending completion of a new resource management plan by its Uncompahgre field office. The BLM previously had deferred plans to offer leases in the North Fork Valley, at least until the RMP is complete. Hickenlooper opposes the proposed lease sale because it includes over 108,000 acres currently in priority and general habitat for the greater sage grouse. Hickenlooper also wrote in a memo stating his concerns about possible impacts to big game corridors and winter game habitat because of the leasing. The governor recommends that four lease parcels in the highest priority big game corridors and winter habitat well pad densities should be limited to one pad per mile. He also said Colorado Parks and Wildlife recommends the sale of those parcels be deferred until resource management plans can be revised to address well pad density. Before Governor Hickenlooper announced his opposition to the lease sale in his memo yesterday, KVNF News filed this report about the proposed BLM land lease sale. The Bureau of Land Management recently announced that approximately 8,000 acres of North Fork Valley land will be made available in an upcoming lease sale. The leases for oil and gas development around Somerset and near the Paonia Reservoir are part of a larger 236,000-acre statewide land lease sale in December. While many had hoped for an extension, the BLM's deadline for public comment about the potential sale was Tuesday. The Paonia Town Council, therefore, held a special meeting Monday night in order to get its letter done in time. A handful of citizens spoke in the public meeting and were, to various degrees, opposed to the lease sale. Andrew Forkis Gudmundson represented Citizens for a Healthy Community, and he talked with KVNF News after the meeting.
So the trustees and the mayor actually had decided at their meeting last week to request an extension on the part of this process and then host this public meeting to determine whether or not they would send a scoping comment, and if they chose to do so, what the content of that comment would be. They decided really early on in the meeting that they would send a scoping comment, and that they would also sort of begin preparing for the later comment period because the process has been cut so short. So the town did decide to comment, and then they spent the rest of the meeting determining what that comment would look like.
In the past, possible leasing in the North Fork Valley was put on hold until the resource management plan can be completed. A document over 10 years in the making, the RMP will outline regulations and define BLM policy for future development. On Monday night, the town council made that argument again. The RMP is currently estimated at months away from completion.
That's correct. They expressed that concern during the North Fork Mancos Master Development comment process, and they reiterated that concern in the meeting last night.
In past oil and gas development issues in the North Fork Valley, BLM officials have given more value to some comments than others. In the case of the town of Paonia, the BLM might consider their letter reflects more than just the board's opinion.
I think that it fits within the general policy of the BLM to give more weight to comments from organizations that represent large numbers of people and also elected bodies. The trustees of the town of Paonia represent the citizens of Paonia, they were elected to do that. So when the trustees speak, they speak with the town's voice. And I believe it's largely unofficial policy. I don't think it's formally required that the BLM grants greater deference to these letters, but it makes sense from a policy point of view. If you're receiving a letter that's speaking with the voice of 1,000 or so residents of the town of Paoni, it's going to have more weight than simply an individual.
With initial public comments collected, the BLM will now move forward with the next step in the process.
So what happens next is the BLM will review all of the scoping comments that they've received, and they will attempt to address them in a draft environmental assessment. That's expected to come out at the end of August, at which time another 15-day comment period will start, where the public and the town of Paoni and everybody that's participated in the scoping process will be able to comment on the draft environmental assessment. Then a short time after that, the BLM will release their record of decision, which will be accompanied by a legally mandated protest period, at which time anybody that is displeased with the result of the lease sale will be able to lodge a formal protest against the lease sale. Then the BLM will have to address those, and they're planning on the lease sale happening in early December.
In another story about fracking, Governor John Hickenlooper signed an executive order this week requiring that abandoned oil and gas equipment be plugged up or removed. Ray Ellen Bichelle of KUNC has more.
The move comes a little more than a year after an old leaking natural gas pipeline caused a home to explode in Firestone, killing two people. According to the order, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has 5 years to plug high-priority sites and will publish a list of known sites by August 1st. That list will be updated each year. The Colorado Petroleum Council said it welcomes the governor's directive and looks forward to implementing the regulatory changes. I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Yesterday, the Department of the Interior confirmed they plan to move the Bureau of Land Management out of Washington, D.C. As Aspen Public Radio's Allison Bechtesh reports, Colorado's representatives applauded the decision to move the agency to the western United States.
Grand Junction is one of the potential locations for the new headquarters. According to Susan Combs, a senior advisor of the DOI, the selection process will take another 8 to 10 months. Representative Scott Tipton, whose district stretches across the western third of the state, said the move would ensure that decisions would be made by those who understand the land best, resulting in more effective land management programs and policies. Senator Michael Bennett also praised the announcement. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.